state lawyers are hoping a receiver will be the answer for a scrap metal yard that's spilling pollution into Narragansett Bay. They've been pursuing legal action against the company, Rhode Island Recycled Metals. But before we get to that, I'm going to give you some background. The Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management made a deal with Rhode Island Recycled Metals and its landlord in 2013 to clean up a number of problems. Those problems include oil spilling onto the property, polluted stormwater flowing into the Providence River, and a compromised protective soil cap potentially releasing buried toxic chemicals into the air and the water. After 2 years, the state was not happy with progress on the cleanup, so the state sued. Amy Kemp is a spokeswoman for the Rhode Island Attorney General's office.
And Rhode Island Recycled Metals has done some remediation of the property, certainly not as quickly as the state would like, but they have moved ahead with some remediation of the property on both the land and the waterfront side.
So there was some improvement at the scrapyard, but then last month, the state flagged an emergency when a crane mounted on a barge in the river began tilting or listing.
And it was listing so that if it toppled over into the water, there was a chance that it could damage the pipeline that goes from Providence to East Providence that carries the main drinking water pipeline for the city of East Providence.
Kemp says the barge has been leveled and no longer poses an immediate threat to the East Providence water supply, but the state is still worried about derelict and sunken vessels connected to Rhode Island Recycled Metals. The concern is that those vessels could float away or shift into the bay during a hurricane. Under that scenario, the East Providence water pipeline could be vulnerable again, according to state attorneys, and so would a fuel depot and other facilities along the harbor. Kemp says that's what prompted the state to ask for a court-appointed receiver to
take it out of the hands of the owners and operators and allow a third party, an independent third party, to go in there and do what they need to do to address the situation.
Meaning the receiver would clean up the site, removing derelict vessels from the waterfront and repairing the compromised soil cap. Rhode Island Recycled Metals and its lender have objected to a court-appointed receiver. The company's attorney was not available to comment. Kendra Beaver, an attorney from the environmental group Save the Bay, complains environmental pollution continues at the site.
It's all been recorded on land evidence records, what should not be done. It continues to happen, and there's no reason for it.
The judge in the case has yet to make a decision about the receiver, but he did allow an auction to sell off equipment from the scrapyard. The auction took place last month, and the case is expected to resume in the coming weeks. Ámbar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.